This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Venezuelan national anthem, sung by thousands in Bolivar Plaza in Caracas, as Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is expected to announce Sunday when humanitarian aid will be delivered to the crisis-ridden country. Guaido told supporters on Saturday the opposition would start collecting humanitarian aid in Brazil, Colombia, and an unnamed Caribbean island. The United States has said it would transport aid to Venezuela at Guaido's request. President Nicolas Maduro has refused to accept aid because he believes it opens the way for a U.S.-led military intervention. Thousands of Guaido supporters carrying flags and blowing horns converged on a handful of locations around Caracas in support of his call for early elections and the establishment of a transitional government amid mounting global pressure for Maduro to step down. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address on Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War era Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
Putin told a government meeting Russia will start work on creating new weapons and instructed ministers not to initiate disarmament talks with Washington. Moscow maintains that Washington invented the violation in order to exit the agreement, which would allow the US to develop its own new missiles. Before Pompeo's announcement, NATO said it would fully support the US withdrawal notice. But with 6 months until the withdrawal goes into effect, President Trump said on Friday that he would engage with Russia on arms control negotiations. China also waded in on Saturday, urging the United States to resolve its differences with Russia through dialogue and saying that the treaty's hugely significant in maintaining international peace and stability.
This is VOA News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said today that 9 men, up from 6 earlier this week, are being force-fed under court order in a detention center in El Paso, Texas. One of the hunger strikers, a 22-year-old man from India who called the Associated Press on Friday, described how he is dragged from his cell 3 times a day and strapped down on a bed. He said a group of people force-feed him by pouring liquid into tubes pushed through his nose. Now, the man, who the AP is identifying only by his last name, which is Singh, out of a family concerns for his safety, stopped eating more than a month ago. Virginia's governor is vowing to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation after a racist photo surfaced on his medical school yearbook page. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It is definitely not me.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says there's no way he's the person dressed as a Ku Klux Klansman in the photo.
Absolutely not.
Or the person in black. And he's certain of it because he says he made other memorable mistakes during that period.
I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume.
He says he regrets not realizing at the time how offensive that might be, but he says he wants to earn Virginians' forgiveness and he will not heed calls to resign.
I cannot in good conscience choose the path that would be easier for me in an effort to duck my responsibility to reconcile.
I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Fresh demonstrations took place around France to keep the pressure up on French President Emmanuel Macron and to protest against what is seen as police brutality against the yellow vest protesters and anti-government demonstrations. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Scuffles erupted in Paris between protesters and the police, where police seem to be trying to disperse the crowd. Thousands of demonstrators in the French capital also pay tribute to the yellow vest injured during clashes with police, an effort to unify growing divisions in the grassroots movement. One protester with an injured foot, Antonio Barbetta, is shocked by what he sees to be the police's aggressive reaction to the protest. It's shocking, it's scandalous. What it concretely means is that the government is still authorizing the police to continue injuring, mutilating and destroying lives. It's awful. It was the 12th straight weekend of protests which took place around France to denounce Macron's economic policies, which they view as favoring the rich. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations and the African Union said Saturday that talks in Khartoum have led to the Central African Republic reaching a peace deal with 14 armed groups, a hopeful prelude to peace after years of conflict. The terms of the deal were not immediately released. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.